Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening. Hey, Molly.
Hey, bitch.
Okay, so this week we are going to talk about something that has been on my mind for a freaking while.
Yep.
And that thing is how to spend time before you go to work and how to schedule your day when you have something on at like 4 p.m.
This is literally like one of the most difficult things ever.
Especially as someone who is neurodivergent. Oh my God.
Can I talk about it from the point of view of someone who has to be up super early?
Okay, yeah.
So for a lot of my jobs, yes, guys, I still have normal jobs, okay? If you fucking want me to do this full time, you better listen and rate it, bitch.
Yeah, anyways, okay, going.
No, so
so if you have to get up at like, let's say 6 a.m. to go to work.
Which I do. Well, a lot of my jobs are early morning jobs.
Yeah.
So
how do you schedule your day?
Well, here's the thing that I find crap about it.
What?
When you wake up to go to work, I think it's really, really important, which I don't do, to have even 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of time that isn't getting ready for work.
I 100% agree.
So, for example, for this morning, I was actually up. Jess and I started recording at 11 and I was up at 9. Mm-hmm. And this morning I this sounds sexual, but I played with my cat, my actual cat, Frankie. And so I know you guys have dirty minds, so that's why I had to add that in. but I did that. I had some breakfast and I also watched like 10 minutes of TV. Yeah. And the difference in like how calm I was when getting ready was so different to when I just wake up and immediately have to start getting ready.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And it's so depressing because like, when I don't like schedule in little pockets in the day, it could be like literally 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever.
You go insane.
But of just time of like enjoyment. Mm. If I don't have those, I saw this TikTok and this guy was like, at night I procrastinate because I didn't do anything fun in the day. And it's like, well, yeah, of course you would. If you haven't done anything fun in the day, of course your brain's going to go, well, fuck this.
How do you function if you don't have a treat?
Yeah. Or joy.
Or joy or like any time in the day to just be you.
Exactly.
You can't have, what's that bloody saying that they would say in like primary school? It's like, you can't be all work and no play or something like that.
And like all this like hustle culture. It's like,
yeah, that shit's bullshit.
And it's bullshit because like hustling isn't fun and whatever you get to is not worth it if you don't know how to have downtime. Like,
isn't the whole point of hustle culture? Like you're supposed to hustle so that you can enjoy, like you can have, you know, like what?
Literally.
So like,
And for me, like I find waking up and getting ready for work straight away, and I'm always running late. Lol, but I find like it's fucking depressing. It's depressing, and as well, I think it's a lot harder when your job starts at like fucking one of my jobs starts at 7:15, which is disgusting. So I have to leave the house at 6:50, Jess. Oh.
6.
But here's the thing. 50. Here's the thing. Like with early morning stuff, I actually prefer to have early morning stuff.
Yeah.
Because at least I can roll out of bed, go to work, and then come home and I have the rest of the day. But here's my issue.
Yeah.
My issue is when I have something on at 4 p.m.
Ooh.
Or like something on at night and I've got nothing on in the day.
Yeah.
I can't relax. I get ready way too early and then I just like sit paralyzed for like a few hours.
Interesting.
And I can't like turn my brain off because my brain is just thinking about the thing that I have to go to.
Are you thinking more of like social events?
Social events or like rehearsals or like jobs that I have at night.
Yeah.
Whatever. But if it's like, if I have something on in the afternoon or like in the middle of the day, I like can't do anything in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm just like frozen.
I think that's really normal though. A lot of people have
I feel
that.
Like a lot of people are like that. But the thing is, here's something that's been helping me.
Yeah.
So I've come up with a few strategies that have helped my stupid little brain to overcome this. And the number one thing is just figuring out logistically how much time it would take for me to get ready to go to this thing. Figure out exactly when I have to leave. If I'm getting public transport, like what bus am I getting?
Yep.
If I'm, you know, going to get there by car, what time do I have to leave the house? And then
working backwards.
And then working backwards and being like, okay, logistically, if I have to pick out my outfit, do my makeup, blah, 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 eat something, it's going to take me about an hour and a half to get ready for this thing. So I'm going to set an alarm about 10 minutes before that hour and a half starts.
Yeah.
And then I set a bunch of periodic alarms throughout that hour and a half, just so that I remember that I'm getting ready for this thing and that I can't be late for it or something.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can like get through that, because then in the morning I'm like, okay, well then I don't even have to think about getting ready or think about this work thing until that alarm goes off.
Right. So it's like in your brain, you've like compartmentalized. Yeah. Like, okay.
It helps you compartmentalize.
It's like at that time I'm going to do all that, but for now I'm going to like have some fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's hard to fucking have fun.
My brain is just like,
you have in the back of your mind, I have this event. And it feels like anything you do is sort of, the day is getting closer and closer. And I find time goes really fast when you have an event.
Yes.
Like it goes annoying. Yes. It's like uncomfortably fast where it's like suddenly it's there.
What do you do on like... Gosh. When this happens, do you just also do that thing where you just sit in paralysis and you'd like, I can't move? Or like, what do you do?
What I do, which is the opposite of you, it's actually the polar opposite, which is just as bad. I do
you just end up late.
I do that. But I also put, let's say, for example, this is the type of day that should be my day off.
Yeah.
I will be like, answer this person, do this.
And so you overload your to-do list, basically.
I completely overload my to-do list. And then by the time it gets to, this has been a massive problem for me. Like, let's say, for example, I write out my to-do list, like 3 things to do and then 10-minute break. So that's gotten better. I put in like mandatory breaks that like I have to take, because otherwise I will seek joy later at night.
Yeah.
And then I'll stay up till 1.
Totally. It's like when you eat food,
you
need to eat a fulfilling meal
so
that later in the night you don't wake up at fucking 1 a.m. and you're like, I might just go to the kitchen.
I want snacks.
And
and it's also like on that, like also like having little treats in
like, so you like, don't binge like basically
go fucking crazy. But
bananas.
I think my thing as well, like I'll be honest, Jess is really good at it. I'm not good at this. Social events for me are typically fucking exhausting. I am usually exhausted because I'm a chronic people pleaser.
Yep.
So during the day I'll do so many things to kind of get jobs done, because I always feel like I have stuff to do, and I normally do have quite a lot to do.
That feeling of always feeling like you are behind and that you have stuff to do
sucks. But that's my life. So then when I get to the event, I'm
already exhausted.
It feels like I'm rushing, getting ready, rushing. And then I'm just exhausted. And then I end up, I spoke to my therapist about this. I'm like rushing. And then every 3 weeks
sounded like you said you were Russian.
I'm Russian. I'm Russian. But I get to like the end of 3 weeks where I've had this like horrible, like torpedo, like fucking do everything you can. Go.
Hustle.
And then by the end, I'll either be hustling or completely collapsed and not doing anything.
Oh, completely burnt out.
Completely burnt out. And like
I'm getting better at it, I'll admit.
Yeah.
And I think that you can see that. Like, we went to an event. We genuinely went to a party, like,
this
together
was amazing.
Last week or something. And we got there. We set a timer. And we were like, we're going to be here for 2 hours. We're going to talk to the person that we came here to see because we love them. We're going to have some food. We're going to have some fun. But we are going to listen to ourselves intuitively because we were very, very tired.
Yeah.
The reason we did this, like, we wouldn't usually do this. But the reason we did is because we would... so incredibly overloaded that
but
week.
I only had
was so tired.
I often only have an hour and a half, 2 hours in me of social
of social battery, yeah.
And then I'll extend it out to 6 hours, yeah. And then I leave fucking exhausted
and also like
so
overthinking that you did random embarrassing things, yeah. In the state of being like burnt out and whatever. Like I do that as well, but it's like we literally set this timer, we got there, we assessed ourselves when the timer went off and we were like, yeah, look, we've had a really good time, let's go.
Here's the thing, we
and
left,
we forced ourselves to go.
I feel like we left at like a 90% social battery used up, so
yeah.
I didn't feel like
so
I
we
left,
weren't burnt out
we weren't burnt out but we left just before it was I could feel it tipping into, oh, I'm getting exhausted.
And we had a great car ride there and back.
Yeah.
So it felt like a great night. And we spoke to our lovely friend that was having their birthday and it was great.
And like the thing is for me, like if you are a people pleaser, I find most social events exhausting. Mm.
And that was really, I'm not going to lie, that was really hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard to leave.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I was letting the person down and all this stuff. But then I had to be like, no, I went to their...
You showed up.
I showed up. I went there. I had a conversation with them. I literally went there because I loved them. I was there for a good time. I ate food. I drank. I blah, blah. And then I just left because I was, you know, I knew that like in about 15 minutes, I was not going to be of any use and I was going to be a terrible person at a party.
I'll tell you what though. If my day has been chaotic, my ability to make decisions like that is way worse.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For example, if I had had a really chaotic day that day and done thing to thing to thing to thing, I'm already in this horrible like blah, 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 state. And when I'm in that state, my ability to make like decisions that are kind of right for me is dead.
You know what was good though?
What?
I think if I was there by myself, I probably would have stayed and wouldn't have listened to myself. But the fact that we were like, because Jason was there as well, my boyfriend.
Yeah.
The fact that all three of us were keeping each other accountable for this
that
thing that we put in place.
Yeah.
This contingency, like... that actually was really good.
Well, I had to say to Jess, I was like, listen, because I have a tendency to stay. I have a tendency to over not.
She's a little bit weaker than me in this kind of situation.
I'm an ADHD bitch and I'm a little impulsive gal. So I had to say to Jess, listen, no matter what, at 2 hours, we're going. And I think for me...
she was like, drag me out.
And drag
me out of there, please,
but it honestly helped
to stay.
And I think sometimes, like, if you're a chronic people pleaser, you know what it's like to feel like you have to stay and, like, talk to everyone and be like...
And you genuinely did get into a conversation with a person you've never met. And I was like, Molly, let's go.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, yeah, okay.
Well, I was fucking exhausted.
I did a mango. if you're new here, mango is the word that keeps us on track. If we ever go on a tangent and we yell mango, it means snap the fuck out of it and get back on track.
But yeah, I think what I'm trying to work on is like just like having fun things to do before the boring thing.
Yeah.
If I'm doing a social event, eating, oh my God, this is a huge thing. If I'm going out, I have to have dinner before I go out.
Yeah.
If I'm going out for drinks or a social event, I am not going to function unless I have dinner.
Or just plan to eat.
Yeah.
Like just even if it's at the event, just plan when you're going to be eating. Because
I'm
I
can be less likely to eat though if I'm
No, but
there.
Here's the thing. I think like if you're like, oh, it's at a bar and they serve food, I have to like force myself. Like you have to write it down, like set yourself a reminder to get there and order the food and be like, I have to eat. I have to have dinner. I haven't eaten today. And don't like you have to, I know it takes a lot of willpower, but the more you like practice that, because like if you don't, like you eat, then you're not going to have energy. And I feel like, you know, when you were like younger and used to go to parties and you're like, oh, I'm not going to eat so I get drunker.
Yeah. No, fuck that. No.
Fuck that shit off.
No. Honestly, it's
terrible night. Also, eat food. It's yum.
If I don't have food anymore.
You don't
like,
have energy.
Also like if you don't eat, your ability to think and be a functioning person.
It's literally just fuel. Like you need the fuel to get through the event.
Yes.
The event is not work, but it's like, it's a thing that you're going
to
do.
It's not work, but especially if
your brain is still in that place where it's like,
if it's a party though, and you don't know a lot of people, it's kind of work. It's intense. It's
work for your brain.
Yeah.
It's not
work
like
for your brain. But I think to sum it up, when you're working, doing something for fun before you go to work is really important.
Planning your day out so that you have fun things to do in the day and forcing your fucking self to do the fun things and not feel guilty about
it. Yeah, no, literally. And like before and after work, having
fuck
like,
off hustle culture as well.
Yeah.
Listen to your body intuitively.
Yeah.
Eat regular meals so you have the fuel to get through these things.
Yeah.
And if you're going with other people and you're feeling particularly impulsive, make sure that your friends, tell your friends and ask them to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
For these contingencies.
What a fucking slay.
Boom.
Slay, bitch.
Slay. Molly, guess what we're doing?
What?
We're doing fuck, marry, kill.
Whoa. Okay, ready? Fuck. Marry. Kill. Duh.
That was good.
Wait, okay. There's a plane.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Yep.
Here's my question for you.
Yep.
Fuck, marry, kill, coconut water, almond milk, and a jar of jelly beans from the school fair where you have to like guess how many jelly beans are in the jar.
No questions. I'd fuck the shit out of the jelly beans. No.
Oh. Realistically though, think about it logistically.
No.
How would you...
I don't want to do that.
All right. And that's all we have today. Thank you so much for tuning in.
No, this is going to be so spontaneous. Okay. So I'm trying to live this new motto where I think spontaneously. So I think I would spontaneously fuck the jelly beans. So that's what I would do. That would be really like hot as fuck. I'd get in there. I'd like fuck the shit out. How would I do that?
How would you fuck it? You'd have to like sit on the jar. But the thing is, as we know from the internet, sitting on glass objects... probably bad.
Well, are we thinking about it in terms of like, ooh,
like the like jar that usually though, but if you go to the school fair, think about it. So picture this, you're walking into the school fair, right? Have you ever been to the school fair?
I mean, I'm an adult.
No, but like when you're a kid.
Yes, sorry.
You've been to the school fair, yeah?
Right,
yeah. Good. Establish that, bitch. So you walk into the school fair, and you go over to the podium and you see a huge jar. They're usually like 2 kilo jars. Like, so you wouldn't be able to just like sit on it. That wouldn't fit. That would not fit in any woman's.
Here's my thing. I was thinking of it more in terms of the vibe of each. For example, coconut water makes me want to literally fucking jump in the water.
So you'd probably kill that.
Yeah, I'd.
I also would kill that because I went through a phase when I was like in early high school. I had a friend that was vegan, but she always used to drink coconut water like all the time. I wanted to be like her, so I used to drink it all the time and I used to pretend that I liked it, but it's fucking disgusting.
Oh, it tastes like the bottom of
a
fridge.
Oh, yeah.
But almond milk...
Bottom of a fridge.
It's not amazing, but I could stomach it. And I think that's going to be, I'm going to have to marry almond milk.
Because I think you know what? I don't like almond milk by itself.
Yeah.
But when it's in a chai latte, when it's in stuff, I don't really notice it.
Yeah, valid.
Because it kind of, like a lot of the stuff that I have milk with, I'm not like a milk drinker.
I am. I get down on all fours like a cat and I go, meow.
Yum, yum, yum. Sorry to everyone that hates ASMR.
Imagine, just really off, this is off topic, but imagine if you were on a date with someone and you were like, and they were like, they had like a bowl of soup or something and they were like, do you mind if I just like drink this like a cat? And you're like, what? And then they like put it on the floor and we're like, and then they start like licking it.
That, I'd be so turned on.
I would
be like,
I'd be like, no, take your pants off.
Meow.
Meow. All right, guys, I'm going to quote my own TikTok right now. Catfish, meow. Okay, anyway, back to the fucking question. So I would fuck the jar. I don't care if
you
I
could
get,
probably grind on it.
I don't give a fuck if I get glass in my puss. I'm going for it.
I'm putting that on my quote list.
Glass in my puss. Yeah, no, that's funny. I think that's part of my journey. And then I would fuck the almond milk. I just think that would be like, No, I would marry the almond milk because I think, you know, like I said, I think that's the nature of like marriage. Like,
yeah.
And coconut water, I would literally like, ooh, wah, wah, wah. I would fucking Wild West it and shoot it down. I would literally like, I'd be like, gah!
You're in a standoff.
There would be a standoff with me and coconut milk. And I'd be like, this town ain't
bringing. No, coconut water.
Oh, fuck. Same thing. Oh, that's even worse.
That's even worse. Coconut milk is not great, but coconut water is like the devil's.
Coconut water devil's is food. Like if someone pissed in a puddle, put it in a fucking like
pissed in a puddle,
pissed in a puddle, put it in a carton.
I don't
was
really
like,
mind if I get glass in my pussy. Yeah, I pissed in a puddle. This is a rap. This is bars.
Lin-Manuel Miranda was found literally quaking and writing.
He's
Hamilton.
Literally screaming, throwing up right now.
No, so to
someone
answer,
check on him.
I love Lin. He's a good bloke.
I love him.
Those photos of him where
he does like the Disney knees.
Where he does like the Disney's. Oh, Lin is so silly. I've come full circle.
Colombia,
Mingado. That someone put that on TikTok and they're like, me when it's silent. No, that is that's
true.
Me because I don't shut the fuck up. But yeah, so kill coconut water.
Valid.
Fuck you, coconut water.
Valid.
I would fuck the jar.
Valid.
Because like, why not be spontaneous? And I would marry almond milk.
All right. I like that. Almond
like,
milk is a good partner. It's like, you know.
Yeah, just like stay. I feel like they'd be quite
stable.
Steady.
Yeah.
If you made it to the end
Lasts
of this.
A
I'm
long
so
time.
Proud of you.
But with the jar, how many jelly beans do you reckon is in the jar? Because you know how it's that game where you
yes,
have to guess.
To guess. Okay, so without seeing it.
If you imagine it, how many? I'm thinking of a number.
Okay, to make the fuck like bearable.
How many jelly beans in the jar do you reckon? Does it have to be like
300?
Oh my God, that's exactly what I was thinking. There you go. It's going to be good sex.
300. How? Okay, just really quickly. Logistically, how the fuck would you fuck a jar?
All right, I'm demonstrating.
Okay. Oh, God.
You probably just grind on it.
Do you grind against probably the glass like- or do you? I'm thinking you get in and like shove the jelly beans in your fucking vagina.
I thought you were going to say like get in the jar.
Yeah, no.
How would you fit?
No,
in
you just
the
get
jar?
In.
Like, it's a jar that's like.
No. Nah. I'm imagining it's a huge fucking jar.
I would get the jar.
Yep.
And I'd break it over the top of my head.
Have you had sex?
Yeah.
Do you know what sex is?
That's what it is.
Is that not what sex is? Do you not break a jar over your head?
Sorry.
We go back. Jess is like, wait a minute. What the fuck have I been doing? Every time Jess to her partner. Okay, so I've got the jar ready. My partner's like, what the fuck? Okay, no. Seriously. So I would get the jar. I don't care what you say. It's a big jar and I'm getting in it. And then I would raw dog the shit out of all those jelly beans.
Those four jelly beans.
There's not four. There's 300. All right. This is Fuck, Marry, Kill, White Men Edition.
Oh,
white
God.
White Old Men Edition.
Okay.
I love these motherfuckers, but I do think.
You're probably going to have to Google me photos.
No.
Okay.
No, you're not allowed to Google, Jess.
Okay.
All right. So we have. Ian McKellen, David Attenborough, and you've got Michael Caine. Do you know who all of them are? Michael
Caine.
I can't
picture Michael Caine's
Michael
face.
Caine's in, he's like the, he's in Miss Congeniality. He's in Batman with the Joker.
I know him.
He's Michael Caine. He's the.
I need to remember his face.
Okay, look him up.
Hang on, let me just look him up.
Google break. Do, 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 okay, holding music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, him? Yeah. All right. Who would you fuck?
This is
actually quite hard. This is quite hard.
I think, look, he's got a lot of worldly experience and I feel like he'd be very like passionate. So I'm going to fuck David Attenborough just because, you know, he's Gandalf. I'm a marry Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen has.
Also because he has my favorite. He's the one I'm thinking of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has my favorite interview where. He perfectly describes what acting should be.
Oh my God,
where
yes.
Where the interviewer is like, how do you like prepare to be a wizard? Like, what do you do? And he's like, well, when I'm on set, I'm a wizard. And it perfectly encapsulates how like my approach to any kind
acting.
Of acting.
No.
Because I hate it when people try to method act.
Yeah. Oh,
and they're like,
so cringe.
And they're like, oh, I'm playing a psycho, so I'm going to go psycho.
You
that,
know,
that like pisses me off. Or when people like have to step in and out of their character, like they have to unzip themselves. You know that acting exercise? That is bullshit, my friend. If you can't like stand backstage in like a live theater and like
just pretend
2 seconds before you go on stage, you can't just be like, okay, I'm this person now, and then walk on stage and pretend, because that's what acting is. It's pretending.
It's fake. Like, also,
then I think you're probably a bad actor.
Yep. Also, that thing of like, I will give it to him. I thought Austin Butler was amazing as Elvis. He was really good.
Oh, yeah. But I loved that movie.
There's that thing where it's like...
Oh, when he couldn't get it. Oh.
No, the Austin Butler, where it was like he method acted for 2 to 3 years and was... And the thing... Oh, I don't know how long that was, a made up number. But it was like... The whole thing was, he was like, I didn't speak to my family. Like, I was so intense. And then
poor
it was
Vanessa
like,
Hudgens that had to like go through the start of this.
But then it was like Jacob Elordi for the new Priscilla film was like... Yeah, I only knew about Elvis from watching Lilo and Stitch. But
that's kind of iconic.
I will give it to, but like,
but that's like, I've played characters where I literally haven't known where they're from, and then I just like wake up and I'm like,
here's the thing with method acting. Mm-hmm. I think for someone like Austin Butler, this is my prediction with why he went so hard with it.
Okay.
I think if you had a background in Disney Channel, and if you had a background in sort of like comedic films and stuff, and then you were suddenly shoved into this like huge blockbuster Hollywood film, director, who was it directed? Who directed it? Baz Luhrmann. Fuck, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I think you would get really like nervous and feel like you had to, that if you weren't amazing.
To be fair, like there is like a stigma around Disney actors.
Yeah.
Like people that come from a Disney acting background, they always sort of, everyone's a little bit like,
yo, you like, all right.
Like they're kind of shoehorned into that Disney kind of role.
Exactly. Not that he hasn't done other things, but I just think my thing with it is I'm like, okay, I can understand why you would method act if you feel like the kind of imposter syndrome would come out, where you'd be like,
totally,
no one's going to take me seriously unless I really, really, really commit to it. Just pretend you're just pretend. Just fucking pretend and relax.
That's my favorite thing. Anytime I'm backstage doing a show and I'm about to go on stage, my favorite things to say are, one, guys, get ready to change lives tonight. And two, guys, it's just pretend. We're playing dress ups. But it's just pretend.
I was running lines with my friend from work, and I was like, oh, I just feel like I'm overthinking it. He was like, well, it's not you doing it right now. You're the character. And I was like, that's so true. That's so true.
Oh my God.
That's so true, Max.
That's so true.
Shout out to Max. Hey, Max.
Thanks, Max.
What was the original question?
It's
Sorry, we went from, oh my God, we fucking sidetracked so hard. But okay, we'll wrap it up.
I would fuck David Attenborough. I would marry Ian McKellen, and I would kill Michael Caine. But hey, look, only because I just favor the other two.
Yeah. So Ian McKellen seems
there's
like
no real reason that I'm killing Michael Caine. It's just because I have to.
I think that's good.
I'd fuck David Attenborough. I'd kill Ooh, Michael
splendid.
Caine.
I'm currently on the safari with
she's
Jesus
getting
Priest.
Freaky. And I'd marry Ian McKellen. Slow. And that's it.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.